Welcome to Dungeon Delve, a podcast from Dungeons & Dragons featuring live play D&D adventures in convenient audio form. I'm Chris Perkins, Dungeon Master to the Stars and Principal Story Designer for D&D. The language and situations in this podcast may not be appropriate for everyone. And by everyone, I mean everyone. For the ninth adventure of Acquisitions Incorporated, the gang makes its way to Baldur's Gate to set up a new franchise office during episodes 34 through 38 of Dungeon Delve. But there are a few problems, not the least of which are an annoying servant named Jeff, a troll, and a few dozen Flaming Fist mercenaries. Once all that is dealt with, sort of, in the first session at PAX East 2015, the action moves to the Underdark for PAX Prime. There, the team meets a drow outcast and his panther companion at an inn made out of the remains of a huge purple worm.
Making its triumphant return to select theaters, the adventure serial that makes men faint and women hard as dragon scale, Acquisitions Incorporated. Yes, those daring dungeoneers in the slate gray plate mail are back with an all-new bethrillment. Hot as a man's desire, twice as quick. Audiences will literally be murdered by the action-filled suspense. Watch as our heroes, Omen Dran, Binwin Bronzebottom, Jim Darkmagic, and intern Morgaine recover a bronze dragon's eggs from the lair of a draconian cult, only to be caught egg-handed.
Big green dragon.
No.
There were also a pile of cultists wearing dragon masks.
It's like two scoops. It's like some Raisin Bran.
Thrill as a roll of the dice lands them in the hottest of hot water.
I'm at a three.
That means you act tomorrow.
Yeah. I conjure Yakety Sax and start playing.
But when it's Binwin's time to shine, there's no hesitation.
Javelins? I'm taking two axes at him.
Fucking John Woo out of those eggs come two axes, these fucking doves out of nowhere.
Cheer at the depth of Binwin's axe hole. Despair at the overwhelming odds.
It's a D6, guys. That's an average roll.
Panic as the dragon blows corrosive gas onto our hero's extremely corrodible flesh.
The dragon breathes, but rather than breathe on Binwin, he turns and breathes on Morgaine and Omen.
Liquid.
Cool, I got this.
So we become liquid, basically.
But marvel in triumph as a rescue is mounted by a massive dragon-killing airship piloted by surprise ally Viari. Everybody shut up so he can say the line.
What ho?
Audiences everywhere will stare at the well-meaning but dumb as shit automaton crew.
Shoot the green dragon!
And they're like, what?
Shoot the dragon!
And then they all jump off the ship and activate their parachutes.
Behold as Binwin kills a dragon.
I'm from Waterdeep, you f*** with one of us, you f*** with all of us, dragons.
Be told of Viari's apparent blackmailing of the Dungeon Master.
Make a check. Easy one.
The f***? Do you owe him money or something?
Oh my god.
Like, how is he able to...
That's a one.
Do all
it's,
this
It's sh- one, but this is an acrobatics check, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You're good.
Okay.
Whatever number you want.
And your theater seat will become a toilet as Omen and company find a way back onto the airship and take the fight to the skies. Air disaster is ingeniously averted.
The leaking robot has sprayed oil all over the deck of your ship. There are six fires that have to be put out or bad things will happen.
Each robot hiss like crazy all over the boat.
Yeah.
But audiences weep blood as the last of the cultists boards their airship.
She pulls the mask off, and it's your sister, the one that you left behind. She says, Omen? Binwin, it's your turn.
Oh my god! You cannot table talk this. This is an enemy after an hour-long dragon fight.
Double axe to the back.
She just collapses face down in front of you.
I cast Spare the Dying.
And now, our feature presentation. There will be no intermission. The concession stand is closed. The lobby is gone. For the next 2 hours, you either hold it or apologize to the manager. This is Acquisitions Incorporated.
Howdy, y'all. Thank you. One of the things I love about this show isn't the snow, but it's the fact that this is where we get to let our hair down, so to speak, and just kind of play D&D the way it was always meant to be played. Friends around a table and good stories. I hope this is one of our best. Welcome to season 9. Without further ado, allow me to introduce our players. Playing Viari, Patrick Rothfuss. Playing Benwyn, Scott Kurtz. Playing the illustrious CEO of Acquisitions Incorporated, Omen Drawn, Jerry Holkins. And playing the best wizard in the whole wide world, Jim Dark Magic, Mike Krahulik. And I am Chris
again.
Perkins, your Dungeon Master.
Yes, he is.
So you guys have parked the airship in Baldur's Gate in a wide open area called conveniently the Wide.
I like it. So we don't have like dirigible parking on the roof type situation.
No, because where the Acquisitions Incorporated franchise is located, which is in the Low City, everything is kind of sloped and cramped together.
Okay.
And the buildings are very tightly clustered, and often you have to walk up long flights of winding steps to get to where you need to go. There's really no place for parking your big-ass blimp.
Okay, all right, well, fair enough.
Nobody's going to tell you to move it, so you just sort of plop down in the middle near this plinth, or this... A plinth. It's sort of like a big block of stone.
Did upon, you know that word?
Of course you did.
Upon which a statue once stood, but the statue's gone. You don't know what happened to it. But moving on. Yeah, that's a real inside joke, folks. The Acquisitions Incorporated franchise office is a dungeon that was discovered some time ago. It's therefore, most of it is beneath the surface, although there is access through a shop front. And there's like a big AI sign out front, and there's also a big sort of carving above the door of a dove in flight.
Oh, nice.
Classy, yeah.
And you're currently in the company of your sister, Portentia.
That's right.
And the rest of you, do you guys still have followers, or did you leave them behind?
Oh.
I don't think I brought anybody.
Not,
I didn't have official followers. There's the fan club, but they don't trail me, you know.
But you had a couple folks, didn't you, at one point? It's okay if you forgot. You know.
Yes, I had 300.
Strong men.
Yeah, ninjas to help around the house and, yeah. No, I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
Do we have the robots?
Yeah.
Yes, you did. You did save a bunch of the robots.
Nice.
Yeah.
Get ready for that.
I'm thinking secretarial. like a steno pool, effectively, of the robots.
Sure. Someone's got to do the busy work.
Yep. Make coffee.
Yeah.
So you know the offices quite well because you came from there. You know that they're run by an administrator named Jeff.
No, but hold on. But is it spelled in some awesome fantasy way?
Yeah. Like J-E-F-F.
Yeah. Ooh.
Exotic.
Bizarre.
Yeah, ooh.
Sort of Welsh.
Yeah.
The F's kind of look like S's.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. I like that.
Je vois.
So you know that the franchise office used to be a wizard's lair before it was taken over. It has an unusual defensive property, and that is the rooms can be moved around. So what I'm going to have you guys do is just in the table here.
Hogwarts. He stole that from Harry Potter.
Set out a clear space.
In Harry Potter, it was just the staircases.
Oh, okay. And help me lay out some 4x4 tiles here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the chandeliers.
The chandeliers are going to come in handy, pal.
I'm going to move. I pretty much, can I just move the main hall wherever I want to go?
Yeah. Jeff's office. Oh, wow.
We just need a 4x4 grid.
Ooh, library. Oh, with the gym portrait.
This is our office?
Yeah. Yes, this is your office space.
It was Binwin in the library with the candlestick.
That's right, with two axes.
I have farted in every room of this.
The aviary with all of our spare doves, yeah.
Okay.
101 doves?
No, it's just dove storage.
Yeah.
That is a smelly room.
So you're able to fill them in and say, okay, in the foyer, there's inspirational posters of all four of you. In the main hall, there's a bunch of chandeliers. There's a boardroom with a big-ass table. Jeff's office has the room arranger in it.
Nice.
There's Q Branch.
Oh.
Which has cool shit. There's a gallery with wax statues of Omen, Jim. Jim, you're on a unicorn.
Yeah. Underneath it just says, just use magic.
Yeah. No, but it's in quotes.
Yeah, just use magic.
Yeah. Binwin, your wax statue has you wielding Seamus, your big double-handed axe. Yeah. There's a shrine of Timora with an altar, obviously.
Nice. That's convenience itself.
Yes. There's a company store with merch, obviously.
Nice.
Adventuring kids.
Yeah. The armory is where you keep Seamus, because now you're a double axe wielder.
Yes. And,
you have an exercise room with a trampoline.
Nice.
You have a classroom with training dummies. You have an intern test area with a caged troll.
No, hold on. Now, is the troll an intern, or does the troll maintain intern morale?
Both.
Okay. Done.
You have a brewery filled with casks of bronze bottom ale.
Nice.
You have a library with an enormous gym portrait that takes up an entire wall.
How ironic.
Yeah.
And you have an aviary filled with 101 doves. And here's the troll. We'll just put him right there.
And he needs a figure for why?
No reason.
No reason.
He's caged. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, he seems great.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, in the last game, one of you found a figurine of wondrous power shaped like an owlbear.
That's right.
Who wants it?
Ooh.
It's a magic item?
It is.
Trust me.
No, you need to get it on a gold chain.
Like Flavor Flav.
When you get out there, it's just got a swing.
Yeah.
Now, as you recall, you were originally beckoned here because there's been some sort of political upheaval.
Yeah, intrigue, they said.
Intrigue. Jeff gave you a warning that the local militia basically had your offices cordoned off. And when you arrive, you can see a number of Flaming Fist mercenaries.
Do we get like the caution tape and shit? Like,
Yeah, caution tape all around. Nobody's allowed in. These Flaming Fist mercenaries, who are basically like the hired police for the city, there's like 5 or 6 of them outside standing watch.
These guys, are they like the auxiliary guard, or are they the law?
They are the law.
They're like CSI Faerun. Looks like this is getting acquired.
No. They're more like Blackwater Faerun, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so in the upper city, they have an actual city watch, and all the nobles are protected. But down here in the low city, it's pretty much...
We have murderers.
Murderers.
Nice.
Yes.
Good. And they're standing in front of the door.
These guys are supposedly protecting
people from murderers.
I was going to
say, do I get the sense from them, like, can I use insight to determine whether or not they're big fans, and they're like, they want to meet us?
Absolutely.
All right.
Oh! Oh!
26.
That's wow, a natural 20.
Start with a 20?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I dumped my 20.
Just yeah. Get up and leave. Just go.
Good night. No, I dumped my 20 on the joke roll, so now right. I know I'm fucked. All right. Yeah. I mean, so it seems like they're cool guys, right? Are they like holding like copies of my management book out, like with a quill, that kind of thing, or?
No.
So what am I pulling off of these cats?
You get the sense that they recognize who you are because they've probably been shown a picture of you or something.
Oh, this is a
protection
racket.
They've been asked
racket.
To keep an eye out for you.
Okay.
So when you arrive, they get a little tense, but they
like how big are these tents?
But they're not showing you their pack.
They must be magical.
Should I write down the damage for that?
Psychic damage.
Psychic yeah. damage.
Pun damage.
No, I'll remember.
All right.
Whew.
Okay, good.
Excuse
good job.
Me a moment.
Good job, Jerry.
You knew your best role and your best joke. And
yeah, you're done.
Go take a nap.
Yeah.
And Portentia says, oh, I don't like the look of them.
What's your read on these guys? Do you know anything about the flaming whoosie what's-its?
She says, I'm just saying, they look like they're murderers dressed like guards.
I think we should listen to her. She's pretty smart.
She was hanging with a rough crowd, but it's cool now.
Yeah.
All right?
I also want to talk to you about your sister later and the bro code.
No, do not encourage this.
So, personally, I'm curious what she thinks we should do. What?
Probably what you've been doing together for the last 3 days aboard the airship.
Nice.
Oh!
That's canon, motherfucker.
Mage hand!
Doves.
Oh my god, that image is too much.
Yeah.
You have to move this narrative forward so that these creatures.
One of the things you do notice is that there doesn't appear to be any high-ranking person out here. That's unusual. Usually that means they must be inside.
So they're standing between us and our office door?
Yeah.
I walk past them.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, just to clarify, when you say there's a few of these guys.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Because I've been burned by this before.
There are six.
Technically, six is several. Just for future.
Viari, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
I'm taking notes. That's it.
All right, so yes, I want to see the result of this interaction.
Yeah, just go right by.
Yeah, I walk right up, like I'm walking past them, I go, excuse me, pardon me.
All right. They move out of your way.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. This is great, so that when we get inside and there's more in there, we'll be flanked. So that's,
yeah.
That's hot. Yeah. That's good shit.
I follow right behind Binwin.
Groovy. So you guys basically enter into the foyer. Or foyer.
Yeah. Foyito. Those foyer fans out there, I like it.
And there you see the ins. What?
Watch the gong.
What's the gong?
Is there a gong?
Do we have a gong?
Oh.
Oh.
No. I don't think so.
Hey, take it easy.
All right, so, foyer.
Yes. When you enter the foyer, you can see that there are two more guards. But they are yours, and you know that because they are wearing these dorky golden helmets with unicorns.
Hey, no, that was...
Hey, I worked really hard on those.
Those were rigorously focus tested.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
when I bought them, they told me they were unisex, so...
And there is a human guard and there is a dwarf guard. The dwarf guard, you know, is kind of like the major domo of this place. He is the chief of security
inside
this compound. His name is Klugo von Ironstorm.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
Why wouldn't Klugo? It be?
I'm writing that down.
Yeah.
That's good.
And the human doesn't have a name because I'm too lazy.
Yeah. Lazito.
I ask Klugon, what's with the weird guys outside?
He says, oh, they are part of the contingent here. They are trying to take over the place.
What's with the weird accent inside?
There's nothing so weird about my accent.
All right.
He sort of looks at the unnamed human and says, what's so funny about my accent? What's so funny? He says, and then you see him pull out a stone, and it's got runes on it, and he says, Vorbach's unicorn, Rosebud and Swallow have entered the compound. What should I do?
Rosebud
and Swallow? I don't
want to
be Swallow.
Yeah, we got it.
I don't want to be Rosebud either.
No, well, you guys are still outside. That you must be Rosebud.
I'm fine with either.
Yeah. I think I'm probably Swallow.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
No, you is unicorn.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
that's pretty good. Hey, yeah, that's I like cool. that.
Yeah.
And he shakes the rock. He doesn't get a response. I said they are here. Okay. I'm to bring you to Jeff's office.
Oh God.
Well, hold on a second. Can't Jeff just bring his office over here? Like, can't he just come over here?
Well, yeah.
Tell him to bring his office over here.
Warbucks wants you to bring your office over here.
Oh. Warbucks. Oh, I'm Daddy Warbucks. That's great.
Oh.
It's all right. A hair thing. All right.
So
cool.
What I'd like you guys... Just shift these tiles around until you get Jeff's office adjacent to the foyer.
Yeah.
Just so you see how
Do
this
we have
works.
To do this like one of those puzzles where we slide it this way?
Yep.
And... Oh, my God.
Yeah. What?
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
This will be a test for later.
Aviary to here, and then classroom down.
Yeah. No, we gotta go one more down this way,
No, we gotta
way,
get
right?
Jeff's office over.
I think...
And this is how we spend the next 90 minutes.
Like this. All right, now Jeff's office is there.
Okay, good job.
Cycle around there.
Yeah.
And then this goes over.
Yep.
While this is going on, you hear loud ka-thunking noises and gears turning and machinery.
Woo!
Okay.
I did it.
Okay. And so then, as soon as it approaches, I imagine it's some kind of a lock thing that happens when they're.
Yes.
And then when it slides over, when it opens up, I say, Jeff, did you pay them protection money once?
And Jeff's now office is all fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything's knocked over.
It's sideways. He's hanging from his desk on the ceiling. So, did you pay these assholes protection money once, and now they're here every fucking week? Is that what's happening?
That's how you really talk to Jeff, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
Well, Jeff is a halfling. And he's like, well, I'm so glad you could make it. You can see that he is in the company of a tiefling woman.
Nice.
She's got a contingent of Flaming Fist bodyguards.
Oh, less nice.
How and many is a contingent?
I think is it more or less 90, than several?
That's 90 to 100.
Okay.
Wow.
What
that's
the
quite
fuck?
A contingent.
God damn it, Jeff.
And they're just standing around awkwardly. She's also got two very strange infantile creatures.
What?
Basically pulling on each other in the middle of the room. And they look like they might be mentally deficient.
What? These are like imps or like...
Are they on fire? Because it kind of looks like they're on fire.
They look like this.
Oh.
What the fuck is going on here? Hold on a second.
I don't know what that guy is.
I want a bard check.
From the Fiend Folio.
Here, but hold on a second. So down on the bottom, it seems to say Rubs. Now, is that his name or is that the name of the artist?
That's the name of the artist.
Okay.
The artist.
Okay.
We sign our work that way.
Well, that's what I've heard.
He's not an artist.
He I wouldn't. Know.
And you can see that all of them are wearing HR Have a Magical Day pins.
They all are? Oh,
even the contingent guy?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so these
reluctantly.
So I guess these motherfuckers have been through merch.
So it would seem.
Can I do a bardic knowledge check to figure out what the hell?
Because
they're kind of giving me the Wiggins.
Yep.
The what?
The Ender Wiggins.
12.
That's a good roll.
Now, this is a knowledge.
Oh, Jesus. You can use. You just said Ender.
Acrobatics?
No, you can't use you can't use acrobatics to know things.
You somersault over to him. What are you?
I might allow you to use either Arcana or Nature, if your preference, in which you are not skilled in either. So just an intelligence check.
Okay, so I got 12.
All right. You have no idea what they are. They look like overgrown, muscular children.
I try to look like I know what they are, though.
I'm going to do an Arcana check in case they are magical creatures of some kind.
Yes.
Let's try that. 22.
Yes, you believe that they are creatures of the plane of fire called lava children.
Lava children?
Yeah, they are born out of lava, and they have an immunity to metal.
What does a lava child call its mother? Magma.
No.
Okay, I'm going to give it to you.
These are lava children. What do I know about lava children?
That they're from the plane of fire.
You're saying they're immune to metal?
Yeah. It's an uncanny characteristic of them that makes absolutely no sense.
What does immune to metal mean? Like, they can listen to...
AC/DC?
No, it's not technically
It prefers easy listening.
They can listen to Metallica all day.
And Jeff's like... I waited as long as possible for you to show up, but it took you forever, and now I had to sign a protection deal with you.
Shut up, Jeff.
God damn it.
God
Jeff, sick of this
damn
guy.
It. Jeff! Jeff!
Every day it's like this with you.
And the tiefling's like, sorry, boys. We run this show now.
What show is that?
What does that mean?
Dude, the shit show.
You know what show? Yeah, this show sucks.
You sold the movie rights, Jeff?
No, I still have those. I'm not a complete idiot, you know.
You are, Jeff. The adults are talking.
Here. Can I get a hold of this contract? Is she like brandishing the contract?
Yeah.
I'm gonna get it.
All right. You walk over, snatch.
Yeah. Now, as a guild merchant, which is my background, I mean, yes. I'm well versed, I suspect, in the reading of documents of this kind.
Yes.
Would it be a perception? Interaction with this document?
Insight.
Insight. I got that too. 21.
Whoa.
So this is a fuck fest, right? This is a total mess.
Yeah. It's legitimate.
Legitimate. What does it say?
Looks like Jeff has dotted all his I's and crossed all his
T's. So he has power of attorney. He can sign things in my stead for this branch of Acquisitions Incorporated. So it's completely legitimate, right?
Yes.
I told you guys not to make him a signatory. Yeah.
I told you not to make him a janitor.
Okay, so what are we in for here? Like, what's the top level it for me? What's the worst thing in this document?
Well, looking at the document, it's clear that... actually, Jeff will just tell you.
Yeah.
Well, there's been a number of fires in the city lately, and...
Now we're deputy firemen?
No. They believed that we were responsible. So, in order
to... Jeff, how would they come to believe that?
Because we had adventurers out acquiring things.
I'm going to kill him.
We had companies of adventurers out acquiring things, and they got into a little bit of trouble, I admit, and I washed that over with the local authorities. But then they come back and they say, well, if you want to keep running your business here, you have to pay us. And I was like, no, I don't want to pay you. That's not fair. And then they said, well, then we're going to put all blame for these fires on you, and we're going to set you down, and we're going to put you behind prison bars. And I said, well, that's not right either. So I decided, lesser of two evils.
I'm gonna turn you into a dog.
Oh no, I'm done now.
And then I'm gonna kill the dog.
I was just trying to do my duty. And the tiefling's like, we don't want to run your business. We just want to make sure we get our fair share. And if you don't mind, This is quite the complex you have here. We'd like to use parts of it as training for our own operatives.
Can I have a quick aside with Omen?
Of course.
Yeah. What's going on, Jim?
You like contracts, right? Like you're a contract guy.
I read contracts instead of conventional pornography, yes. And I got to tell you, this one's pretty hot. Yeah. This clause, woo, salsa.
I'm telling you right now that I can get her to sign any contract that you write up. I'm saying we can alter the deal further. If you write something up, okay, she will sign it.
All right.
I promise.
Okay, for the time being, we have to get these people out of our office so that we can fortify it if needs be. For the eventual assault. But for now, let me put together a contract that is like a sub. It's like a subcontract to this one that, in incredibly clever language, negates virtually every word of this one. So I'm going to get to work on that. I say, well, that's incredible. What a profound honor to meet you, evil person. So that's great. I can't wait to hear all the stuff that we have to do for you. Why don't you go and just blue sky it. Think about all the really nasty bullshit you need done, and then come back to us tomorrow. I'm going to be in the office from 12 to 12:01. And so during this period, I will be using this capacity I have to create a kind of spell in contract form.
I also, when he's reading that, I want to take a look at it just in case somebody's signature might need to be forged in the future.
Ah, very good.
So.
Nice.
You write the contract, I'll sign for
good
her.
Good hire.
You can see that the signatory on the evil side of the contract is Vanifer. And she's got one of those, I've only got one name kind of dealies going.
Oh, okay.
And so you look at her signature, and it's all sort of scratchy, but you think you could copy it, no problem.
Okay. Real quick, can I take it from you?
Yeah, sure.
Is this the only copy?
It must be. I said, ask Jeff. Jeff, did you just sign this?
Jeff says, well, yes.
All right.
Set it on fire.
All right.
All right. It sort of goes up in smoke. And Vanifer's like, I'm impressed.
Yeah. Like, okay. But, you know
most women are.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she says, but the contract was simply a formality.
Yes, it doesn't change. So's your mom.
It doesn't change anything.
I'm done. Shit, I don't have nothing. It. I say, well, how about you leave and invent the copy machine, and we will be here rearranging our entire fortress to repel the rest of your
forces. Don't tell
her
the plan, though.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we just need to figure out which one of these we want them to walk into first.
Well, and I'll say, so you obviously would like something from us.
Yes.
What could we do for you that wouldn't necessitate you having to replace many skilled and expensive employees? Because that is about to happen.
It's a good line, honestly.
That's a very good line. She says, you know, I didn't want this to be awkward. So, and I'm nothing if not accommodating.
Jim, she looking at you?
Leave it alone. Leave it alone.
And she sort of takes you aside and she says, what did you have in mind, Viari?
Well, I was guessing that this was sort of an opening gambit, that you needed some things done. We could negotiate. You don't need to come in heavy like that.
I'm sensing a certain moral ambiguity to this particular group,
which
I can appreciate.
We're flexible.
Indeed. So I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I only joined the Flaming Fist recently. It has sort of fallen under new management, as it were. So a change is going to come to this fair city, and I'm going to be running the show from this point forward.
Okay. Mm.
Let's just say that if you and I were to form a powerful allegiance, no one
I sort of sidle up
us.
Alongside.
And she puts her arms around both of you like this. And she says, have either of you ever heard of the eternal flame?
Have we ever heard of that? You want me to check?
Yeah, that'll be a history check.
13.
No, you haven't heard of any kind of flame.
Oh, yeah, that flame.
Yeah, that flame.
Oh, it freaking keeps going, yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's one of the best flames I know about. Because I do.
Well, we receive divine guidance from a force called the Elder Elemental Eye, and it is never wrong. It is a prophetic force that can see into the future, and the future it is seen for the city is one of flame and burning. And
hot.
I would like us to be the last ones standing when everything else has been razed to the ground. How do you feel about that?
Can we stand too, or?
Of course.
All right.
This city can be yours when all is said and done.
Yeah.
Once my business is done here and we've set up shop, I intend to move on to other things. I don't want to be a thorn in your side.
Now, you say that. When you've set up shop, you're not actually meaning this shop.
I mean that this place has an unusual defensive characteristic that I find very appealing. The Shrine of Timora will have to go.
But what? That's my shrine. You don't mess
the
with
shrine
the
shrine is non-negotiable.
You don't mess with a man's shrine, presumably. Well, that's like other things you don't mess with.
Well, I'm afraid the Elder Elemental Eye does not tolerate other religions. That's a deal breaker.
I'm confused. Isn't she the bad guy?
Yeah. I don't know why they're talking to her.
Yeah.
I'm just checking. Hey, what's up? I'm just here so I won't be fined.
Yeah. So, yeah, that went a different way, VRA. I think you were thinking it would go in like way where she would offer us like a different type of job, and what has happened instead is that she's trying to recruit us for the fucking apocalypse.
Yeah, I got that
we
impression,
we need them
too.
To leave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say, well, that is awesome. Actually, all of that. Fire, whoo, count me in. I'm just going to get ready. I'm going to start burning the stuff that I own just to practice.
Yeah.
You guys head out. I mean, I'm going to call catering. I'm going to make sure we got a lot of good stuff for you guys to eat next time you come back. And look forward to that.
Do we want them to leave?
We want them to leave now.
They're going to burn everything.
Well, yeah, but not everything. They can't burn this right now. Right?
Well, then fuck everyone else. We'll be all right.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, that's table talk. I can't do that in front of her.
Yep.
But did I manage to pick her pocket while she was kind of cozying up to me?
Oh, yeah. If you'd like to do that, that's great.
Nice.
I would very much like to do that.
Oh.
Ah, 18. That's 28.
Okay.
Dude, even if she didn't have a pocket, you would like stitch a pocket in, put something valuable inside, and take it.
All right. You do manage to acquire two things. One is a flint dagger that she had tucked away. The other is some a scroll tube with some paperwork in it that you can look at later.
All right.
Nice.
Hell yeah. I know what I'm doing tonight.
And she says, the future is inevitable. It has been told to me through visions.
Mm-hmm.
So I will return with my men.
Okay.
But until then,
yeah.
Enjoy your stay in our city.
Okay.
Okay.
See ya.
Oh, didn't like it.
No.
Wanted
whole
to
thing,
kill.
Whole thing's real bad.
Urge to kill rising.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't necessarily... Did she give me her number?
Yes, in that sub-beard region. So convenient.
I was kind of with you guys. Like, we could maybe, like, start something here, but it's right in our house. I don't know if we wanted to do it right here.
We didn't really get the due diligence done on this franchise.
We need to home alone this shit.
Yeah.
I'm talking swinging paint cans.
Yeah. Hot
broken,
Wheels.
Broken Christmas ornaments.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
the troll.
Obviously, aftershave.
Yeah, that was a good gag.
It occurs to me that if she knows that we're not on board, which I suspect she might
get. You think she figured it out?
Yeah. It was pretty
She's
loose.
Probably not going to go home and have dinner and, like,
no, she's
watch,
gonna go out,
watch a show.
She's going to go out and pull some kind of, like, obsidian whistle out and blow it, and then a bunch of motherfuckers are going to appear. So
yeah.
We need a new situation. So obviously, the library is the first thing to go.
We spend the next at least 20 minutes just taking turns saying, God damn it, Jeff!
Yeah. And sometimes we like, horn in on the previous
God
Jeff.
God damn it!
God damn it, Jeff!
Right? I say we keep Jeff's office in the front.
Yeah.
With Jeff in it.
Well, no, we can't do that.
Why?
Because Jeff's office holds the room arranger.
It controls the...
I agree that he should be punished severely.
Right.
But they can... That's like the last room they can get
Well, Jeff doesn't
to.
Have to stay in his office.
Oh, no.
I say, Jeff, did you stall him like we talked about?
I stalled him for as long as possible.
How long was that?
3 days.
See, 3 days
hey,
was
nice.
Pretty good. This could have
nice.
They could already be set up shop.
That's
so,
true.
So, good job, Jeff. We
nice,
do appreciate
Jeff.
That.
Absolutely.
And
I mean, you get a negative raise.
Okay. I vote troll and chandelier up front.
It's the troll, but it's
Why
also...
Why chandeliers?
Why chandelier? That is...
That's the stupidest question.
It's like they're going to walk in and be like, oh.
No.
God damn it, not chandeliers.
Get the fuck out of here. No.
They're so pretty.
But it's the troll, but it's also all the interns, which is a little hardcore.
Yeah.
I don't know if they bunk in there with the troll.
Yeah, are there interns
in
here?
Do they bunk in there with the troll?
Well, some of our other interns had a bit of misfortune recently, and some of them are out on acquisition expeditions.
Yeah.
But we do have one intern who is here.
Every time he speaks, I want to kill him.
Yeah.
I just hate him. I hate him so much.
All right.
He says. So, but we do have one other intern here who would certainly be helpful in defending the stronghold.
Yes.
Who's that?
He's
the new guy?
The new guy, yeah.
Hold on, what?
Let's just maintain the new guy as the name
he's,
for this troll.
He's a little rambunctious.
Oh, this guy?
Oh, no, not the troll.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy eats trolls for breakfast.
We have someone who eats trolls? Where is he, Jeff?
So right now, he's in the exercise room.
Okay.
That makes sense.
He's getting swole. All right, good.
If you're gonna prepare the plate for defense,
yeah,
he's in the Iron Church.
Church.
Hold on.
Also,
he runs out of room.
He did run out of room.
I'm gonna put, the Iron Church is right by the regular church.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, in the 3 days that I've been stalling the Flaming Fist people, Ray has been busy preparing...
Ray?
Yeah, he's our quartermaster.
Nice.
In Q Branch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice. Ray of Fate.
Yeah, we need to move this away from the entrance, like toot sweet.
Yeah. All right. That's
is
great
the,
news.
Is the exercise room, or is the classroom, the training dummies, is it like a danger room scenario?
Mm-hmm.
Fire traps,
right?
Acid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The mechanisms.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's up front.
Yeah.
Use that to our advantage.
That's the new foyer with acid.
Yep.
Should we start moving?
Yes.
Let's start moving.
All right.
But actually, we should probably put the merch up front just in case.
Well, no, listen,
no,
because
that's by the exit.
Here's the reality at the end.
At the end.
No.
On the way out.
They have to exit through the gift shop.
Exit through the gift shop.
See, the thing is, we're hopefully going to kill as many of them. We want them to buy before they die.
That's exactly right.
buy before they die is the new bumper sticker, don't you remember?
That's right. And that's the reality, is they're going to come in, they're going to get a sense of the brand.
Right.
Yeah, we may convert them in the foyer, right?
Well, and by the time they get through there, they're going to be so weighed down with pins and coffee mugs.
Right.
Yeah.
Scroll cases, adventuring kits, torches, right?
Yeah, oh, scrolls. I found this.
I love these. These are my favorite.
Yeah.
Jim, is this trapped in any way magically?
The scroll thing?
Yeah.
Let me find out.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good roll. 18 plus 7.
To determine what?
I dropped 25.
Pictures. I'm handing him the scroll case to see if it's magic in any way.
Yeah, you think it's got a glyph of warding on it that will explode with fire. If
so glad
open.
I Which handed it to you.
Why I did not open it.
Yeah, this thing is going to pop if you try to open it.
I got
Lots
it.
Lots of fire.
No, you don't.
It might burn up the scrolls inside. Can you, de-juju it?
Yeah, I can dispel magic.
Yeah.
Whoop.
Minus it.
Dr. Roll
now, that's
for
targeted,
dispel?
Right? So if there's magical stuff inside, it won't wipe out the magical stuff inside? You can just target the glyph?
The glyph.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So just make a d20 roll.
16.
Yeah, you're going to do it. All right, the glyph disappears.
Woo! All right. I pop the top and sample some of this fresh scroll.
Yeah. When you pull out the scrolls, you see that actually there are a series of...
insane prophecies?
There is some insane prophecies. There is also some blackmail letters.
Ooh.
There are lists of names of people who have been bought in the city. There is a list of targets of individuals in the city who have not paid money to the Flaming Fist for protection.
The coin, yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of incriminating stuff here.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I've got a little bit of an idea.
Fire away.
We quick make copies of some of this. Do we have a scribe in the library?
Yeah.
Okay. We make quick make copies of this, right?
Yeah.
I can take it back to her and pretend to sell us out. Right?
Hmm. Pretend to sell us
pretend,
out.
Pretend, right? Well, actually, I've been meaning to talk about the proliferation of interns around here because I'm feeling a little crowded in my intern status.
Well, we have Jeff says, well, maybe they could promote you to a
Shut
full-time
up, Jeff.
Member.
I don't think of you as an intern.
I think of
you as a sub-employee.
Oh, that's right? A step up.
You know what I mean? You think about the entire range of it, the gradient.
Uh-huh.
Think about everything you've accomplished for us.
I have.
Intern does not, it doesn't capture it. It doesn't capture it anymore. Sub-employee, it's an aspirational title, and it gives you something to reach for.
Could I be the senior sub-employee?
Yes. If another sub-employee were to come along, I would allow you to belittle them.
Do I get a stock option?
One stock.
Okay.
You get one stock.
And
do I get
a
discount on merch?
No. At the merch, employees actually pay more for merch.
Oh.
That's a policy. That goes before my reign.
The margins
my,
are
yeah,
just
before
not,
my
yeah,
tenure.
I understand. We're not really making anything off of that.
I'm good with that.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Excellent.
Okay.
We'll shake on it tomorrow.
Right.
So for Portentia,
you want me to take her somewhere safe?
No. I want you to leave her alone. I ask Portentia what her read is on this situation.
I'd like to know too.
What is she pulling out of this sitch?
She says, "Well, we can't lose this stronghold."
She's right, guys.
This is.
It's creeping me out.
I have the silence spell.
I'll dispel it.
From in there?
She says, we need to take an assessment of all the weapons that we have at our disposal in this place.
Right. Let's do that. We should do that, you and I.
No.
Okay.
Binwin?
I head to the armory.
All right. Seamus.
I'm just going to Scrooge McDuck through all the weapons.
Well, sadly, your armory is mostly empty racks, except there is a large fireplace with Seamus mounted above it.
Right.
You think that the only reason the fireplace is there is to make Seamus look cool.
I want Binwin and Portentia to invest their time in Q Branch, thinking about how we can repurpose or depurpose and then repurpose the items and devices in here to maximize their effectiveness throughout the structure.
I should go with them. Some of that shit could be magical.
No, you're fine. You're good.
All right.
Some of those experiences? Yeah. Fucker.
I did.
The dwarf.
Yeah.
So you're going to move Binwin to Q Branch?
Yep.
I did.
All right. Klugo will walk up to you and say,
And where do you want me?
That's a great question.
Can he muster troops?
But so
yeah.
Do I know? I don't want to engage in racial stereotyping. But do we think that Klugo is clever with mechanisms?
Because he's German?
No. I thought he was French. No. No,
he's
no,
trying
no.
to do German.
No, he was trying to do French.
Like, is there? Is
Why
he...
would he be French if he's got a Vaughn in his name?
But the way he was talking, he had Z's, like Zau and Z.
Yeah, Zau. Germans pronounce. Oh
we'll,
God,
we'll handle this. I mean, does he have anything demonstrative? Like, does he wear a cog as a necklace?
Yeah, or... He is. Thank
he's
you.
Doing a French
does he have
accent.
Any kind of steampunk shit? Like, does he have the thing that goes whoop whoop whoop?
He says, "No, but my first job was standing guard outside the Temple of
Gaunt." That's true.
Okay.
Well, it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
So I know what the gear looks like.
Okay, that's a good stand. So I mean, but he has been here much longer than we have. I say, are you familiar with the mechanisms in the classroom, in the training dummies?
Yeah.
Can you make sure that they are working at peak performance?
But of course.
All right, perfect.
I want to go over to Jeff and...
Just slap him around
no,
a little
no.
bit.
Start beating the shit out of him.
I go, Jeff, I know we haven't gotten along in the past, but we need you now. And I'm going to give you something that I haven't given anybody else. I'm going to impart some of my magic into you. You're going to be able to hold the foyer for us. And I cast a minor illusion that makes his hands glow. Jeff, you're a wizard.
What kind of spells can I cast?
Fire, ice.
Ice?
Ice fire.
Ice fire?
Fire ice, whatever you need.
Holy shit.
I know. Hey, be careful with that.
Of course. I will use my powers responsibly.
See that you do.
How long will this magic last?
As long as it needs to.
The rest of your life.
I feel so empowered.
I believe in you.
Have a magical day, Jim.
You too, Jeff.
Oh, God. That, ugh. That makes me feel sick.
He's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Yes. If he dies on the premises, doesn't the insurance pay out double?
Yes, I have him double insured.
Okay.
So is it time to start sliding this thing into the place we want it?
Yeah, I pushed Jeff into the foyer. You can do it.
So I'm gonna get into the room arranger because we gotta arrange some rooms.
Oh, actually, I'd like to go to the exercise room and see who the new guy is.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to meet the new guy.
You want to go too?
Yeah, the new
actually,
intern.
Why don't you both go?
The new intern.
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 Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, right.
Fucking interns.
Yeah.
All right, when you go into the exercise room, you see a big, burly guy with a shaved head bouncing up and down on the trampoline. Boom, boom, boom. And he's got to sort of back to you at first, so he's just sort of hopping around. He hasn't even noticed that you're alive.
Like a tiny little turn each jump.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he a human?
He is. Yeah, he's a really tall, like 6'9", 6'10", human guy. And when he sort of jumps around, you can see he's got something in his hand that looks like a hamster.
No way!
What?
It's from the Baldur's Gate game, the space hamster with Boo. Go for the eyes, Boo. That guy.
It's Minsk.
Minsk, right? Yeah.
It's Minsk.
Oh, shit. All right, that's some old school shit. Okay, well, we can leave and probably be fine.
And when he finally sees you, he says, "Hey, who are you?"
Really? Jim Dark Magic.
And he bounces off the trampoline and lands before her, and he says, "I am Minsk. This is my hamster, Boo." Say hi, Boo.
Hey, Boo.
And he picks up his sword, and he says,
Yeah. He's working.
Is it time to kick evil's buttocks?
Yeah, some shit's about to go down.
He says, we have been waiting a long time for this. And he says, and he holds up his sword and he says, evil, meet my sword.
All right.
And he points at the door and he says, sword to evil.
It's a good initiative.
Yeah, I like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to see that in an employee. All right.
Yes. Intern.
Intern. Right? Intern. Like we said before. So we need to get, I mean, I definitely want to see something like that up more in this region.
All right, well.
Q Branch has to leave.
Far.
Right? Now, in the brewery.
Yes.
So we have casks of bronze bottom ale, but is there
highly flammable.
I was going to say, is there anything like a copper still? So this is strong stuff.
Yeah.
Potent. Copper still, okay.
Yeah.
So where do we want to put the room arranger?
It needs to be.
Yeah, the room arranger is basically the bridge of the Enterprise, right?
Right.
Yep.
So it's got to scoot back there. That's it.
Right.
Yep. And get it. So boardroom, get the merch out front again. Love it. Love it. Scoot it over. Merch. Exquisite.
Now we don't want. Well, if there's not a lot.
No, there's nothing here, and he's going to take Seamus. So it's okay. But we definitely want to do Morak, is we want to get this. We want to get our laboratory the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
Flip them 180 degrees so we can read them better, please.
Are they fucked up for you guys here?
Yeah.
That's the easiest thing on earth. It's interactive. There we are. Is that better? Good. All right. So Q Branch.
You guys are way too polite.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So Q, so here.
No, I can't read it. Fuck.
Yeah. So yeah, let's scoot this.
Yeah, yeah. So you want classroom, this? Shrine, Seamus.
There. As long as this is close, we're
good. Yeah, armory's got nothing in it. Now, Shrine of Timora like this. Now, do I know, from a religious perspective, I want to remember a time where a Shrine of Timora had to hold against an advancing army?
Never.
Never ever.
In my head, I was like, "Wow, that's so rad! This is gonna be great." No, okay.
Not. There might
this
be
will
some,
be the first. Has,
so, but let's say I were, a priest, in that continuum.
You are.
Yeah, ritual wise.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I mean, is this a full service shrine, or is this one of those like the shrine you might see in the mall?
Shrine through?
This is full service.
It's a kiosk.
And you think that if you are a true devout follower of Timora, this is a great place to hang out because you'll have all the luck on your side.
We have all of it. Holy water.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a lucky place.
Okay, that's nice. That's a good bulwark here near the end.
Well, actually, how about let's get the troll here because that we can just kind of pull the pin on him and let him do some of the work.
Slide the altar up.
And there's the altar.
I like this. Then there's the hole. And there's a lot of entertainment for them back here. This is one of our fallbacks here. This just gets blowed up.
Yeah.
This room gets blowed up.
Here's my question. So you can, are there doors at every?
Yep.
It's a mesh.
Okay.
Now, okay. We also have the opportunity, because right now they could come in and then they can just fucking run riot.
Right.
But if we end up with a gap, we can kind of control them a little bit.
We can force them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can channel them.
At least for the first room.
At least
room.
Out of the foyer. Yeah. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So, like that.
I love it. Yeah. That's strong.
Well, hold on.
What do you got?
If we move the foyer, can they not come in? Night, everybody.
This had to have happened before.
Yes. Yeah. No. The entrance to the foyer is sort of an extra-dimensional portal. So
oh, is it?
Goes with it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, I love you, Chris.
It's a very special anti-move portal.
A wizard did it.
Yes, a wizard did it.
Honestly, I think this is a good fallback because we channel them through there. And then we use up the chandeliers, and then we retreat.
I mean, we might come out of this making money. I mean, I want to make sure that the high ticket items are really prominently displayed.
Sure.
In merch, like the busts.
Are we happy with this down here? We've got Jeff's office.
This is pretty secluded. Corner. They would have to go around.
This would be a huge pain in the ass. The only thing, I want to make sure that the brewery gets in the mix.
Yeah. We probably don't want to blow that if we don't have to.
No, but the back of here in this corner, they need never go there.
That's true.
I just want to make sure it's back up there.
I see.
So, Benwin,
yeah.
When you go to Q Branch, you see that there is a red-robed skeleton.
Okay.
I tell him to get the fuck out. Get out of here, skeleton. Nobody wants you here.
Working on what looks at first like an iron golem.
Oh, sweet.
And you are told by the staff that this is Ray of Thay. Ray.
Oh, really?
Ray is a lich.
We have our own lich?
Yeah.
So you say, get out of here, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
His red robes have seen better days, but he is presently working on this automaton, which you realize isn't a golem. It's like a metal bodysuit.
It's like something
like they wear.
He's making Iron Man.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, now pay attention, 007.
No, he has to have a British accent.
And that's
with
how
a British
he's got
accent.
To talk from now on.
That is baller
extreme.
You
can also see in the corner.
What? His beholder?
Is a beholder made of fashioned metal, and it's got a hatch
on its
underside.
A robe
beholder?
All right.
It appears to be a metal beholder tank.
A beholder mecha is what you're saying.
A beholder mecha.
Jesus.
So that's a beauty.
Yeah, it was good to come to this room.
It's beauty. Welcome to the anime room.
Here, as CEO, I name this device Beauty.
Excellent.
I don't need your pity.
Can I fit in the beholder tank?
Yes, yeah, right. Hang on to one
crawl
of those eye
the
stalks.
Yeah, yes, when you enter, the lich comes over and he says, ah, Swallow, so good to see you, my good man.
You're Swallow.
I am Swallow.
So, I need
that's
you
my
to
code name.
Just put your handprint on the outside of the beholder, it will read it, and you'll be able to enter henceforth. Now, they're seating for two.
All right.
All of the eye stalks are fully functional. They duplicate the powers of an actual beholder, including disintegration, death, telekinesis, charm, sleep, fear, cold, and fire.
No shit.
So we have Iron Man and we have the Mandarin. It's time to zap it up, zap it up, zap it up, zap it up, repulsor ray, death ray, disintegration, behold the tank.
Now, this device over here is a one-person vehicle. It's actually more of a walking aid. It will allow you to lift heavy things. You can fire lasers from your hands. I got that idea off a movie. He says, if there's anything else that you require, I will be here.
Thank you, Ray.
But of course.
Yeah. So, Portentia, I mean, I don't know to what extent it's like appropriate to discuss this, but like, what is her class? Like, I don't know anything about her. Like, what have we learned in the last
I know a lot about her.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
You think she might be a cleric.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to have somebody who is in the core group operating both of these devices.
You can see that Portentia is paying very close attention to both of the automatons.
Yes.
She's studying them very, very closely.
You getting that one!
Yeah.
And I'm getting this one.
Which one did you point to for her?
Well, I want the beholder.
You know, I've kind of been watching her for a couple of days.
What?
Now, right?
Yeah, you have.
Is she a plant? Is she gonna fucking sell us out?
And
this is just me. This is all me. I've never mentioned this to anybody. Yeah. I know that's a bad idea.
Just make an insight check.
Okay.
No. You don't know anything.
Yeah, you pretty much think she's gonna fuck you over.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to Dungeon Delve. Congratulations! You made it! You get 1,000 XP. Let us know what you think on iTunes with a rating or a review, or by tweeting at wizards_DND. If it's a low review, don't bother posting it, don't be a dick. And if you want more D&D, subscribe to Dragon Talk. the official D&D podcast, or check out the Dragon Plus app on iOS, Android, or on the web at dragonmag.com. The adventure continues in the next episode of Dungeon Delve.